This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
To mark winter, I've been invited to a costume party.
Oh.
It's called a winter party. Winter, and the condition of entry is that somewhere on your outfit, you need to feature fur.
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Do you need the listeners to help?
This could be good, couldn't it?
Yes.
What kinds of things could I wear that include some kind of furry feature?
Adam. Yes.
What do you mean?
Adam and Eve. Just wear a little bit of
fur. It's winter, though. Party's on the 1st of June.
Oh, no.
So the first day of winter.
Yes. Where is it at?
Just at someone's house.
Right.
But it's not a huge house, and so I imagine that people are going to be spilling over into the kind of front courtyard, and it's going to be freezing cold.
Yes.
Hence why wearing a fur costume is going to be good.
Do you want to go as a man or a woman?
I'm not going to discriminate.
No.
Doesn't bother me.
Cruella de Vil.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yes.
Where do I find a Cruella de Vil costume?
There's one at the Acme exhibition.
Do you reckon I could go and steal it?
You borrow it. You don't right. Deal, you borrow it.
Okay.
By the way, I shall be returning those ruby slippers at my earliest convenience. That'd be good. Well, listen, why is it always you and I that have to think of this?
Let's make the listeners
yes,
work.
You know. Now, if you've already got into the competition and you want to win the tickets to the Kong,
yeah,
then great. But if you are entering now, why don't you enter with a suggestion for Glenn Dalton, something he can wear with fur on it.
What can I wear to a fur party?
Yes. See, you know, because you don't want to be, it's not real fur.
No, it's far too expensive.
Well, no, because it's bad for the animals.
Oh, yeah,
they don't
too.
Like it.
No.
Imagine having your fur ripped off.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Now, on the weekend, I went off to the football.
Oh, yes.
You know, as I do most weekends.
Yes, you are butch on the weekends, aren't you?
Not really.
Well, in the day you are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could mingle. You mingle in well, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
You know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not that you should judge people by that, but
no.
In the evening, you're all right, Nelly.
Probably.
But during the day.
Yes.
Wow.
The afternoons, I'll go to the football, and the evenings, I'll go and see Legally Blonde.
How many of, like in the day, you know, when you're dressing, do you just say, oh, I can't wear that.
What, to the football?
Yeah.
Because
there are things that, you know, like some of your sort of multicoloured stuff that you wouldn't wear.
Maybe not.
Do you black out your teeth?
No.
No? Okay.
Nah.
Do you sometimes not put product in your hair?
No. I do wear a beanie.
Ah.
Yeah.
I knew there was a costume.
Yeah, I do wear a beanie. So that's very, it's kind of a more butch thing to do, isn't it?
It's rough.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Yeah. Anyway, went off to the football,
yes.
And it's a whole family-based thing.
Mm.
And it's just, you know, my family is just a sitcom,
basically.
Oh, we
talk about it often, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. And so
they seem like lovely people.
Yes. Just, like, silly things. Like, and then they were just a bit annoying. Like, one of my brothers was just annoying me, you know, like, pulling my beanie off. Like, you know, there's so stupid stuff like that.
So immature.
Yes. You know, another brother was, like, screaming like he was in pain at the umpires. And I just think, I don't think they're going to turn around and change their mind based on what you say.
But isn't it part of the, you know, the game?
Kind of, but it just defies all logic.
Yeah. I think going does that. In the winter, I mean, you know, perhaps a summer game.
It's indoors.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah,
the roof. Where are we now?
We're at the Etihad.
Etihad, right.
So we're at the roof, yeah.
Okay. Oh, so it's quite warm in there, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, my brother's girlfriend comes along. Oh. This is what I'm getting to with the seriousness of a relationship.
Mm.
They've been going out for a little bit over a year. She sometimes listens to this show, so if she's listening, she might be listening.
Yes. Debbie?
We can call her Tamara.
Tamara?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Great.
And Tamara walked in. And so they've been going out for a little bit over a year. She's lovely, very, very nice person, you know, integrates well. It's been, you know, comes to Christmas, you know, does everything.
Yeah. Are you saying that because she's listening or is she a right old slag?
Yeah. And anyway, she walked up to my mum and she said, "Hi, Mum, how are you?"
Wow.
Now, it just struck me that that was the ultimate sign that a relationship is getting serious.
Yes.
Do you not agree?
Well, had there been any, you know, darling, I would like you to call me mum.
Nah.
No.
Way. My mum would never say that. No. I don't think she doesn't mind it. She wouldn't mind it, right. But she would never say, I want you to call me mum.
And what about your brother? He said, we're going to call him mum. Has he sounded as that close or no?
Pretty much.
Where you been? That's
a big sign. That's a big step, isn't it?
Big, yeah. Very big.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like sort of engagement marriage.
Yeah,
yes,
pretty much.
It's
and
now.
They're not either. No. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. They're going away in a couple of weeks and probably, I guess, they're going to get engaged.
Well, who knows?
I don't know.
Where are they going?
Perth.
Geelong. No, okay,
yes,
great.
That's a fair way away, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. That could easily happen there.
Yeah.
You know, there's no heads up then.
No, but there is certain things, I think, and we need to ask the listeners
yes.
this, certain things that do mean a relationship has gotten serious.
I think when you stay overnight and don't just leave,
yes.
that's nice, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
When there's no money involved.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
yep.
nice.
Staying the whole night and not leaving and not exchanging cash at the end.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a big sign.
It's on the bedside table.
I do think a toothbrush at the other person's house, that's a sign that a relationship's getting serious.
Yeah, it's a sign of clean teeth as well, though. But
true.
You're right, I yep. agree.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I don't know.
We come up with all of these.
Yeah.
You know, where are our listeners?
Put it out to the listeners. Signs yes. that a relationship has gotten serious.
Yeah.
SMS 0427-JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Let me tell you a story. You know, I've been doing... Well, there are two things that you know about me. One is that...
I feel like I know more. I must.
Well, this is true.
Yeah, go on.
One is that I love a costume party.
Yes.
Which we talked about a little earlier.
Yep. And we actually got an idea, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Which we won't elaborate on because we don't want anyone to nick it.
Mm-hmm. And the other is that I've been doing this training, personal training,
yep.
for the last couple of months.
Rightio, right. Yes, I knew that, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so...
Well, you look amazing.
You're very nice.
But you do, yeah.
Thanks. Anyway, I went off to training on Saturday, 7 a.m. in the morning, or 7 a.m. or 8 a.m., can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, early, got there, the trainer wasn't there. I'm like, this is a bit odd,
yeah.
right? He... normally SMSs me if he's running a little bit late. There was no SMS. Okay, that's all right. Anyway, so got to about 10 past, and so I rang him, didn't answer. He then rang me back about 15 past and said, oh, my God, I've slept in.
Wow.
Really sorry, et cetera, et cetera.
Because he's sort of like the commando in that way.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just don't sleep in.
That's right. And he felt really, really guilty about it.
Good.
Yes, so he should.
Yes.
And so he said, can we reschedule for tomorrow?
Well, I don't know.
Yes, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said, all right. So we rescheduled for Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Hmm.
So I show up at Sunday morning, 10 a.m., and he's not there.
What?
Right, exactly. Anyway, I'm sitting there and suddenly my phone rings and it's him. And he says, you won't believe what's happened.
No, I won't.
He says, I'm riding my bike and I've pulled a hamstring.
Oh, no.
So I'm down the road.
Was it his?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, yeah, yeah.
He said, I'm just like I've pulled over on the bike.
I smell a rat.
What? Not really. And he said, I'm just waiting for a taxi.
Mm.
And I said, oh, okay. I said, well, do you want me to come and get you?
Oh.
And he says, I don't know. It's all right.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
Well, I've got my bike with me. Will it fit in the back of your car? I said, well, I don't know. We can try.
Mm.
So anyway, I drove down the thing and there is the Adonis, you know, muscle man on the side of the road limping around, looking a little decrepit with
there.
His bike and everything like that. And so I pulled over and everything was like that. And I opened the boot and what did I find? But my costume from the last party I went to.
Which was?
Well, I found a 9-inch pair of stilettos. A sparkly sequin dress.
9 inches?
Well,
I think you've got trouble with sizes again.
Don't we all?
Yeah, measure them against this. I know. It's a whopper.
And a great big wig.
Wow. Did he get his bike in then?
Well, I was like, oh, God. So there we are, like, on the side of the road, and I'm picking up the bag, and one of the heels is falling out. Like,
I'm putting them in the thing.
So, yeah,
it's not easy.
One of the boobs, like, with the, you know, I had to put one of the boobs in one of the other bags and stuff like that. So I'm, like, trying to stop them discreetly.
Why is it all in the bag? Because it was a while ago.
Well, it was a while ago, but I borrowed...
just, like, in case something...
Maybe. Yeah. No, I borrowed it off a friend, and I need to give it back to him. So I put it in the back of my car, so I'd be like, all right, I'll take that around to his house. Mm. But the guy's away at the moment.
Oh, no.
And so I've got to carry it around with me all the time.
Yes, gosh.
I've been tempted to take it back upstairs to home and put it on. But no. Anyway.
Oh, dear.
Side of the road with the PT in the back of the car with stilettos and a sequin dress.
Well, I like that. Mm. And he's all right now then.
Yeah, I think he's all right. Yeah. I think he's okay. His hammy's getting better.
2 days in a row.
Yeah.
So he doesn't exercise when you are then?
No.
No, he just sort of yells at you.
Yells at me, yeah. Tells me what to do.
I wouldn't like that.
No?
No, I think if you're yelling at me to do it, you can do it as well. Well,
maybe he would.
Yeah.
I haven't asked.
Mm. How did he do his hamstring?
Well, he reckons he was training his legs too hard.
Hope to do that this weekend.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.